This is Financial Armor with Brad Cooper from Cooper Financial Investments. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Brad provides his clients and prospects the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Financial Armor with Brad Cooper.
Welcome to another episode of the Financial Armor Radio Show. My name is Brad Cooper, the host and president of Cooper Financial Investments. And I want to welcome my co-host, Tony Shore. How are you doing today, Tony? And Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. We're here in 2024. I can't believe it. You know, they say time flies the older you get. And boy, 2023 just... it was a blur to me, but I'm excited about the new year. We ended 2023 on a strong note, which is great. And so far, so good this year. And I know that you have a lot going on this year, and there are a lot of changes that we're going to be talking about over the next few weeks for people with their finances for 2024 to get in line. So I'm excited, but I had a great Christmas, a great New Year's, spent a lot of time with my family. And even this past weekend, my son, who's married now, so I don't get to hang with him a lot, but he came over on Sunday, last Sunday, and watched some football. We watched the games together because his wife was busy and out. So we spent the day together, my wife and I and our son, and just hanging out. It was great. I love doing that. How about you? What have you been up to?
Wow. About the same. You know, the holidays, Christmas, New Year's was just so amazing. Just time, took a little bit of time off, spent it with the family, and I'm chuckling a little bit because, as you're saying, you've spent time with your son, had a great time. I'm having flashbacks of my parents and grandparents 30, 40, 50 years ago saying, when you get older, the most enjoyment you'll have is spending time with your children and your grandchildren. And boy, were they ever right.
They are totally right. Yeah.
So yeah. Spending time with our family, which was so nice and relaxing. Yeah. And now coming into a new year, and which is very exciting. As far as most of us, we look at a new year, maybe a new start, maybe a New Year's resolutions that, of course, most people don't keep, but at least, you know, planning ahead. And so we're real excited, and real excited here in a couple of weeks to be seeing you and spend some time with you in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah. Yeah. In a week, we're going to be a week or so. You and I will be together at a very large, very important financial conference in Nashville, Tennessee. And we're even going to record a show live in Nashville while we're there. That's going to be great. But it's where I think over 500 of the top financial minds in the country, some of the top advisors will be there. Some brilliant financial planning minds will get together. And I know you're getting together even in a small group and talking with some of your advisors to tell them what's been working for you with your clients. And you'll hear from them and learn about changes. I know they're going to have an IRA tax expert there talking to everyone. And so I think it's great that you continue to grow even as much experience as you have, and you share your wisdom with other financial professionals around the country, don't you?
Yeah, that's what's so enjoyable, Tony. You know, just traveling, which, you know, I do a lot of traveling, but more importantly, you hit it right on, just investing in yourself. You know, one thing I can promise you in this industry, in most industries, things change, and they're changing so quickly. So we do the best we can to keep in front of a lot of these experts and keep updated on what's going on in the financial world. And then another blessing as well is spending time with some of the top advisors and sharing with them the successes we're having. They do the same, and we just learn so much from each other. So really looking forward to it. This is one of the highlight trips of the year of many that we take and invest in ourselves, so we can come back and pour that wisdom and knowledge we learn into our clients.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting because speaking of pouring knowledge into your clients and our listeners out there, and today you're going to talk about some sensible strategies for retirement account withdrawals. And right. It's not quite a retirement account, but I did have to call and have some money taken out today, request some money for my youngest daughter's college payment is due. And it's funny because you said, hey, this is what we're talking about. And I'm like, yeah, well, I have to make a call today to get the money out of my 529 plan. We have a 529 plan for each of our three kids. A couple of the kids have more than others in those accounts. I wish they were all funded as equally as our first child. They weren't, I will admit. But my youngest, we had to pull some out to help pay for her next semester because that came due. And we do that each semester. We pull some out to help out. And so had to do that. But you want to make sure that money is in the right place. And especially with your retirement accounts, if you're going to start withdrawing, hopefully you'll be in retirement when you do that and not before, right?
That's right. But you know, you hit it right on, and I had to do the same thing. We're in the process of purchasing a new office building at our Mesa location.
That's right.
And we've been, you know, preparing for this for the last several months, and I had that in a special account, which is easy access, no penalties. I made a little bit of money along the way. So it's making sure you have the money in the right places. But it's interesting. We're talking about this topic just last week, Tony. I was visiting with some new people for the first time, and they're retired and they've been very successful, have a lot of money. So they've done a great job. However, they were needing to get their hands on about $75,000. And they said, Brad, what would you recommend? I know we're just now starting to work together. Most of our money's in IRA accounts. And
attached to the stock market, I assume.
Right. And there's nothing wrong, which we're going to talk about that, of pulling money out of IRAs.
Sure.
Unless you're under the age of 59 and a half. We're going to talk about that too. But here's what I asked them, because here's the advice that I've been giving to a lot of my retired clients. And not be forced into a situation where if you have to get your hands on a large amount of money in a short period of time, that you're going to be hit with capital gains or federal income taxes and other penalties in some cases. And that's basically if you have a home that has equity or if it's paid off even, which a lot of our clients do, Tony, I'm recommending home equity lines of credit. Just open up a line of credit. You don't have to use it. There's a minimal cost through your bank or credit union for doing so in most cases.
Sure.
And just have it sit there for these types of emergencies. If you don't use it and have a balance on it, it doesn't cost you much money at all. And if you do need to get your hands on a large amount, you can get that normally within the same day as far as transferring the money around. So I wanted to share that, but you know, there was an
article. Yeah, that's a great strategy.
And I've had a lot of clients do that. I just met with one a couple of weeks ago and they said, Brad, thanks again. We just paid off our home equity line of credit, but we had to use it last year for some medical expenses that we had to come up with $35,000. And we needed that immediately. And we didn't want to take a hit on our IRAs and the market's been doing good. I said, that's very wise. And, and then two, I just had some good advice because I practice what I preach. I have a home equity line of credit as well. And of course, interest rates are higher now than they were 2 years ago. But
they are.
Hang in there, because from what we're seeing and hearing is interest rates are probably going to come down a little bit over the next year or two. And it may be a great opportunity to use that money and leverage that money than your investments in some cases. But definitely, before you do that, speak to a financial service professional, speak to your CPA, and get all the facts up front so you're not going to have any surprises come April 15th.
Yeah, don't make that decision without talking to a financial professional. And I happen to know a guy, I'm not going to name names, Brad Cooper, but Brad, I know you'd be more than happy to help out our listeners do the right thing there.
Absolutely. And that's the enjoyment of what we do on a daily basis. But an article I came across about 2 or 3 weeks ago, Tony, was really how to pay less tax on retirement account withdrawals. And I thought this is a good topic to talk about because a lot of people the last, 30, 60 days, we've been having a lot of withdrawals, whether it's for taxes, whether it's for investments, whether it's for Christmas or what have you. But, the big thing you want to be aware of is avoiding early withdrawal penalties. I had a meeting, Tony, this has been probably about a year, maybe 2 years ago. And this person called me up. They were not a client and said, I'm wanting to buy a house. It's $250,000. I don't want to go in debt. I want to take that $250,000 out of my IRA. Okay. Number one, they weren't 60 yet. They were under 59 and a half and it was IRA money. I said, that does not make sense. No. So after walking through that scenario and sharing with this lady that there's taxes, there's penalties, which she had no idea. She decided to go a different route. So, but that's the key. But like we talked about, 59 and a half, if you take money out before then, you're going to sustain a 10% early withdrawal penalty, number one. And then whatever tax bracket you're in.
That's on top of the tax. The 10% penalty is on top of taxes. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, that's not good. Plus, there's good debt and bad debt. And I've heard you say before, right, that home loans, why not let the bank use that bank's money for that? Don't use your own that's earning. Don't use your own high growth money that's attached to the market for that, right?
Absolutely. I did a financial review for a client here a couple of weeks ago, and it seems like every review we have, they still have a mortgage about $225,000, and the rate that they have is like 2.5% fixed for 30 years when they took it out of
years ago. Almost free money.
And they said, Brad, should we pay off our mortgage?
No. Yeah. So, don't do that. Yeah.
So once she asked that, she said, Brad, I know what you're going to say. I just needed to hear it again. You know, it's just such a hard thing to change our mindset in the way that we were brought up.
We want to be out of, you don't want debt. And you know, it's like guys like Dave Ramsey are right when it comes to debt. You don't want credit card debt or high interest debt. But when you have a low interest loan, like if you have a car loan and it's less than 3% or a home loan, loans aren't quite as good because they do depreciate. But home, you're gaining equity in that home at very little. Why not use the bank's money rather than your own? If you use your money to pay off a mortgage, let's say it's $100,000, why would my wife and I pay off the $100,000 we still on our home with our own money out of our accounts when we could leave those in the market? And they could make up to, there's no guarantee, 2022, you lose money. This year we made back 20% on our money, 10 to 20%. So where it's only costing us 2.5% to use the bank's money, that's a no-brainer. Am I right in that? Isn't that the point you're trying to make?
You're exactly right, Tony. And it's a different mindset. And the banks have been doing this for over 100 years. You know, you take $100,000, give it to them. Let's say they're giving you 2 or 3%. They're taking that same $100,000, believe it or not, they're not putting that in a vault in the back and it's not sitting there. They're taking investing that it and loaning that out to, John Smith and earning, who knows, 8-9%. And talking about, it all goes back to, like you said, it depends on what interest rate you're getting. And we all remember the double digit interest rates on mortgages years ago. Now in the single digits, it makes a lot of sense. Plus, you still have control of your money. You still have that. And if an emergency does come up, you can access that. You don't have to go back to the bank and beg and go through the closing process and the fees to take the money back if there's a big emergency. So one thing I was just thinking of, my future son-in-law is in the car industry business.
Sure.
And I had no idea this. We're talking about interest rates, and a lot of our listeners may not be aware of this either. He's been helping a lot of dealerships and individuals for years with used cars. And I said, what's a good rate for a used car for a person that has, not the greatest credit in the world? And I about fell out of my seat. My wife did too. 28%, Tony.
What?
28%
on a car loan,
on a used car with not so good credit. I didn't think that was legal, but he said absolutely.
Oh yeah. And credit cards are like 30%, some of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I thought 19% was bad, you know,
20 years ago. Yeah.
So penalties and making sure that, you know, you're talking to a professional before you take the money out. But there is an option if you are working a job that has a 401k. There is a lot of 401k programs, and every corporation, every plan's different. So you'll want to consult your HR department, your investment firm who really takes care of your 401k, but they will loan money to you. And that's one way of not sustaining a penalty and as much in taxes.
So if you're under 59 and a half, there may be a way to still take a loan from your 401k.
Right.
But you have to pay it back with interest, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And
then if you ever
you're taking it out of the market.
Yeah.
So you can miss up here.
And normally we don't recommend that too often. Right. There's so many other avenues to do that. Now keep in mind, more so now than ever, a lot of people are changing jobs. And number one, of course, when you retire, or let's say you're still working and you're leaving employer number, you know, one to go to a new job, employer number three, if you roll over an IRA or 401k, there's no penalties or taxes for that, as long as it's considered a rollover or a transfer.
Yeah, into a similar tax deferred account. If it's in a traditional 401k and you roll it over into traditional IRA or another traditional 401k at another business, there's no tax or penalty on that money, is what you're saying.
That's correct.
But so, what if I have a 401k at my current job and I'm over, let's just say some, I mean, this is crazy, but let's say I'm 55 or older.
Oh, not yet. Yeah, another 10 years, Tony.
Right. but for an example, let's say I am over 55 and I quit my current job and I want to take out the money out of my 401k. If I'm over 55, do I still have to pay that 10% penalty? I think 55 is the age where I can take it out, isn't it?
With a 401k, that is correct. And also, there are exceptions to the rules, which number one, there are plans that you can take out before 59 and a half and even before 55 and get around paying penalties. That's penalties, right? Not taxes.
Right. Taxes, you'd still have to pay. So that's true. And that's a good point. And I suppose another good point, though, is anytime you take money out of a retirement account before you're retired is probably not recommended. Would you say that?
Yes. In almost every case. Now, other than exceptions, if there's emergencies, healthcare, college, and still, I would even hesitate about, you know, going that route. And even the amounts you can take out without penalties in those cases are very limited and really won't even serve the purpose of many. And a lot of these dollar amounts and reasons and exceptions just came about as the from the Secure Act, Tony, that went into effect, the CARES Act 2.0, January 1st of 2023. So there are exceptions to that, but other than really just one way of getting around having to pay taxes when you take money out of an IRA is what we've talked about many different shows and a lot here a few shows back is giving money to a charity if you're 70 and a half or older.
Sure. So if you're 70 and a half, I don't know why the IRS uses half years. It's like we're all 5 years old again and keeping track. Nobody has half birthdays. We don't celebrate half birthdays.
That's true.
So the IRS, I don't know what they were thinking, but so if you're over 70 and a half, you can take withdrawals from your IRAs.
Right.
And have them directly sent to you, a charity or a church, a nonprofit. Like if you tithe to a church, make that donation once a year, use your required minimum distribution from your IRA, right? If you're over 70 and a half, and there's no taxes paid on it.
That's right. And I'm just amazed every single day I come into the office. Just last week, Tony, again, talking to a new couple for the first time. They've done very well. I think 74, 75 years of age. And we were talking about just charitable giving. And they go to church. They tithe every week. So I dug a little bit deeper. I said, how much do you give on average per year? Oh, we give about $10,000. I said, well, how do you give that? And they looked at me kind of funny saying, well, we write out a check.
Ooh, yeah.
And they did not. And I'm finding about 90% of the people in my case I sit down with have no clue of charitable contributions, qualified charitable contributions, or qualified charitable distributions. QCC is the abbreviation, if you ever hear that.
Yeah, or QCD. Yeah.
Or QCD. So what that basically says is if you're 70 and a half or older, if the money goes directly from your IRA to the charity, to the church, and you do not touch it, you do not have to pay taxes on that. So that's, you know,
so they're writing out after tax money when they could have been using before tax money that they'd never have to pay taxes on. Anytime you write a check to your church and you're over 70 and a half, you're losing money because you can help yourself and your church by just having that once a year or a couple times a year, take it out of that, your IRA, your traditional IRA. Have it sent directly over to the they'll cut a check to the institution, and that's a qualified charitable distribution. And that can count toward your required minimum distribution, which you're required to take, right?
That's right. That's another thing that is so powerful and so nice to have is when you get to age 73 now and you're forced to take required minimum distributions, let's say you don't want the money. And if you do take it,
you have to pay taxes.
You got to pay taxes, number one, but also I'm finding with probably maybe 40% of my clients, it's throwing them into a higher tax bracket.
Yeah. Because
you have Social Security, pension. Now you have a $40,000, $50,000 RMD thrown on top of that. So they just increased their tax liability. And if they would have known about qualified charitable distributions, that could have solved a lot. Part of that RMD or all of it could have went directly to a charity or church.
Roth IRAs and maybe cash value life insurance as two tax-free options in retirement, are those good vehicles to pull cash from when you need them in retirement?
Absolutely, especially depending on how long you've had Roth IRAs or cash value life insurance. So that's two different strategies, tax-free strategies that we're using for tax planning for our clients that will give you the availability. Friday of this past week, we had a client call up. They were needing some money. And we looked at all their accounts and we're taking money out of their tax-free accounts just because it's in their best interest and to keep them from going to the next higher tax bracket. So that's the powerful thing, which we've talked about many times on the show, is tax-free accounts, Roth IRAs, cash value life insurance. But let me switch things around a little bit since we're on the topic of Roth IRAs, because I've had this question come up probably at least two or three times in the last few months. And more so from a younger person, 40s, 50s, still working, high income earner. And they said, Brad, you know, you talked a lot about tax planning and Roth IRAs, and I want to contribute to a Roth IRA. Well, the problem with that is there's income limitations. If you make too much money, you cannot contribute and fund a Roth IRA.
Okay.
So here's the good news, Tony. So let's say you're a high income earner. So what you can do is fund a traditional non-deductible IRA. And if you're over the age of 50, I think they just increased that to 8,000. I believe I need to revisit the new changes that just came out for an IRA. Then wait about 30 days and do a Roth conversion because there's no income guidelines or restrictions
for a conversion, just for the contributions.
So once you put money into a Roth, you got to wait 5 years before you can pull principal and interest out combined without sustaining a penalty. However, let's say you put $100,000 from a Roth conversion into a Roth IRA this year. Let's say you need to access part of that in the next 1-2 years, you can do so, and the IRS will allow you to pull out your principal first, which is tax-free. Only in the first 5 years, the earnings of that Roth IRA are going to be taxable if you pull out the earnings and the entire amount.
But once it's been in there 5 years and you let it grow, you can pull out the principal and the interest tax-free. That's amazing.
Absolutely.
Well, we're out of time for today's show. We could probably do three shows on income and retirement and account withdrawals. But Brad, one more time before we go, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you.
Yes, you can call us directly at 520-543-8345 or visit our website, financialarmorshow.com, and reach us through our site.
All right. Thanks, Brad. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for viewing. That does it for today's episode of the Financial Armor Show with Brad Cooper.
Thank you for listening to Financial Armor. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Brad Cooper at Cooper Financial Investments. Call 520-543-8343 or visit them online at cooperfinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through Cooper Financial Investments, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Arizona. Insurance products and services offered through Cooper Financial Group, LLC, an affiliated company. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.